details on the latest operation to check immigration status of commercial drivers, a step forward in creating a new mental health hospital, and an Oklahoma student leads a group representing about 1 million young people. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Friday, November 21st. I'm Deborah Ashar. The Oklahoma Department of Public Safety is touting the results of its third immigration operation along a border highway. State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos reports the target area earlier this week was Highway 69 in Bryan County.
This time, the Oklahoma State Highway Patrol conducted 160 commercial vehicle inspections, in addition to hundreds of passenger vehicle contacts, according to a press release. 76 unauthorized migrants were arrested for immigration violations, and 7 people in the country legally were cited for violations of the National Standard for English Language Proficiency. 2 of the people apprehended were traveling with 160 pounds of marijuana while possessing firearms. In the release, Governor Kevin Stitt praises Public Safety Commissioner Tim Tipton for making Oklahoma a, quote, national leader in apprehensions of criminal illegal aliens as part of Operation Guardian. In Oklahoma City, I'm Lionel Ramos.
A state board has approved buying 3 properties in southwest Oklahoma City to replace Griffin Memorial Hospital in Norman. KGOU's Nick Daniels has details.
The State Department of Mental Health plans to spend about $60 million in federal American Rescue Plan Act funds on the purchases and renovations. Officials say the new campus will hold nearly 200 inpatient beds, an increase from Griffin's 120. The properties include a former hospital campus on Southwest 59th Street, a vacant medical office, and nearby land for future expansion. Oklahoma Voice reports that the deal is still being finalized. Leaders say the project will save taxpayers money compared to a previous over-budget plan. No timeline has been set for when the full project will be complete. I'm Nick Daniels.
A new report reveals Oklahoma City's mental health system is overburdened and underutilized. Sierra Pfeiffer has more on the findings from the nonpartisan, nonprofit Healthy Minds Policy Initiative.
The report highlights Oklahoma City's resilience and growth, but says changes are needed to improve residents' access to behavioral health care. The authors recommend community leaders focus on removing structural barriers to care, reducing reliance on emergency services, and investing in children and youth. The report also found housing instability and food insecurity are preventing tens of thousands of residents from accessing necessary care. Adults living below 200% of the federal poverty level are projected to account for almost half of those with serious mental illness in Oklahoma City, despite making up only 35% of the total population. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
A student from Central Oklahoma was elected president of the National Future Farmers of America, or FFA. Anna Pope reports this is the second person from the state in about 15 years to step into the role.
Trey Myers did not have a traditional start in FFA at the Perkins Tryon chapter.
We have like 17 acres, and I like to call it the Myers Fun Farm. So for a little bit, we had chickens, we had pygmy goats, but nothing on the production side of things, just kind of a hobby farm and had some fun animals here and there.
He jumped into the youth development organization to get out of school and show livestock, but his interest peaked during the FFA alumni camp. At camp, Myers saw how strangers became friends in a matter of days. That connection is something he wants to focus on while in office, not only for FFA members, but also for stakeholder conversations or people he meets in passing. I'm Anna Pope.
Find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Ashar.
Sources and methods, the crown jewels of the intelligence community. Shorthand for how do we know what's real? Who told us? If you have those answers, you're on the inside, and NPR wants to bring you there. From the Pentagon to the State Department to spy agencies, listen to understand what's really happening and what it means for you. Sources and Methods, the new national security podcast from NPR.